why we need this. So CELEP needs a communication strategy for two principal reasons. The first is to provide assurance to government. So as we know, government expects CELEPs to work in an open way. This means that we need to communicate widely about CELEP's work, its purpose, its priorities, projects, and the impact that we have. And also, we need to be clear how we'll meet the standards of transparency expected of CELEPs nationally. So the adoption of a communication strategy is a formal requirement of the National Assurance Framework. Obviously, the value of a clear, fit-for-purpose communication strategy goes well beyond this as a formal exercise. Effective communications is part and parcel of our day-to-day and how we meet our objectives. It's also a really powerful tool to help increase the impact of CELEP's activity. So in the document, we do just set out the main aims of what we hope to achieve through our communications. Of course, the main aim is to support the delivery of CELEP's priorities, but to be open and transparent and also have an impact, as I've just set out, we need to maintain effective dialogue with all actors involved in CELEP. So businesses, education partners, local and central government. We need to strengthen the credibility of the CELEP and be seen in the right places, be heard saying the right things, and be active in the right agendas. We need to develop our reputation as an exemplar of successful delivery. And we won't achieve these objectives simply by having a really good website or providing good briefing to particular members and so on, or through our marketing. It's a bit more complicated than that. So in order to deliver a successful communications approach, there's a series of things that we've set out in the document and here on the slide today. These are just some of the factors that will determine how successful we'll be. But the objectives of the strategy cannot be achieved simply by us as Secretariat or the CELEP comms team acting alone. Realising these objectives is dependent upon effective communications for all those involved in CELEP's work. So whether it be yourselves, board members, sector leads, federated board members, employees, businesses, other organisations delivering projects on behalf of the CELEP, those who receive funding administered by the CELEP, contractors, consultants, suppliers. And in the document, we set out the scope of who we see is inside the tent in supporting the delivery of CELEP comms. And the document seeks to therefore equip and support all these actors to play their full part. So it provides materials, guidance, and protocols to help steer all parties towards effective joined-up communications, which in turn supports and reinforces our brand. So as you can see here, it sets out the key priorities, a clear narrative about CELEP itself, how we operate and our partnership, and also separately about the Southeast economy. So these key messages can and should provide a basis for all partners to communicate about the CELEP and its work and the area it serves. And these messages should provide a basis for consistent messaging to a wide range of audiences. As you would expect in a comms strategy, we've set out who we seek to engage with and who we see our audiences being. And then also the channels and means by which we seek to communicate with those different audiences. Finally, the strategy sets out a series of expectations that we should have for different partners, particularly delivery partners and organisations that receive CELEP funding. There's considerations such as publicity, project milestone events, use of logos, etc. And then for individual board members, helpful ways that you can use social media and connect with CELEP on channels like Twitter and LinkedIn, and actively engage in our content and how that broadens our reach. And then we set protocols for all representatives of CELEP regarding media engagement, branding, style, and tone of written communications. So a couple of considerations when seeking to adopt this strategy is that what we've set out here is really the operation of our existing communications model. We're not setting a new direction, but more committing to paper our approach and how we work, and hopefully agreeing to that. And secondly, that this is a very much a working document, so it will evolve with us as a CELEP, At the moment, it reflects our current agreed strategy, which is the economic strategy statement, and it reflects our current model of working. Once we have the agreed local industrial strategy, once SELEP Limited is in place, the document and the key messages in there will change to reflect that. We also are going to be working with our growth hub partners to develop key messages and bullet points around how that works, and things like the social enterprise prospectus, which was recently agreed, and we'll do the same once the creative and coastal prospectuses come forward. It really is supposed to be a helpful document that people can dip into and use. So a few bullet points on all those different topics. If you're networking with somebody, or you know, a partner gets asked a question about SELEP's role in something, that there's a document that people can go to and use. And as you said, Perry, obviously having a strong executive summary for the list, all of that will form part of the content, really, of what we communicate. So just to remind you all what we're asking of the board today. So in bringing this strategy, we're asking the board to agree it, and obviously that fulfills a key requirement of the National Assurance Framework, but also to note how you can play a role in shaping and delivering our communications work as we continue to evolve.
Sorry, thank you very much. Any comments or observations? Peter?
Thank you, Chair. I'm hugely conscious that we have at least two communications specialists around the table, but started the conversation just then about talking about brand, and